growth. Ready to apply for your collateral-free loan? Call your relationship manager or call 202 or simply visit any of our branches today. T's and C's apply. Access Bank. More than banking.
Residents are praised their school feeding program. Ndola block making companies are warned over poor conditions. In Africa news, at least 169 people killed in South Sudan in surprise attack. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Mukushi have commended the government through the Minister of Education for the school feeding program, saying it has significantly enhanced learning among pupils. Speaking on behalf of the community, Mr. Godfrey Karangasheshe emphasized the need for the District Education Board Secretary Deb's office to intensify monitoring of schools to ensure the program is properly implemented across all learning institutions in the district. Mr. Karangasheshe called for the regular supervision and accountability, noting that consistent implementation of the program is key to improving pupils' academic performance and overall well-being.
The program yaliwa meyo government yaleta ikankala san pantu insala kaisa sikubala ndana ngoku na bonse fenawa abafinondo abana bawo na pamayanda kuti yaise nsala nga tapalifya kuli so kusukulu kaini time so ngumwana nga tasende nangu chimo wala wafidia nga bambata akabomba kavye kamunda so umwana nga tekwite concentration kila chepana because if it's a mtu finji kamalanga tapali wina. So it's very important kwe wati kwilo wa government pa kwete hii program wa depth office na vena wa iposa mo because they are the implementers, the supervisors.
Copper Belt Assistant Labor Commissioner has warned companies in Dola to desist from subjecting workers to a poor working environment. Miss Eunice Mufima sounded the warning when she uncovered several labor and public health irregularities in the block of making companies in Dola following an inspection conducted. During the exercise, several companies were found with various irregularities, including failure to produce employment contracts, lack of personal protective equipment, PPE, poor kitchen and sanitation facilities. Other breaches included non-compliance and remitting of statutory contributions such as the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, and National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA. Ms. Mifima bemoaned that the trend of keeping employees in poor working environments was common among many block-making companies and warned that such practices would not be tolerated. Ndola City Council Public Health Assistant Director Robson Musonda also directed Tanke Investment Limited to suspend the production for 1 week to address the issues surrounding the workers' safety and facility conditions. Mr. Musonda pointed out that a conducive working environment motivates employees to perform better and urge all companies to improve standards related to public health and employee welfare. A concerned Lusaka resident, Davis Mwanza, is calling on Zambian youths to stop spreading misinformation about President Hakainde Hichilema on social media. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Mwanza stressed the need to respect the head of state and other national leaders. He urged youths to avoid using Facebook to spread a false information, advocating instead for truth and accountability. Mr. Mwanza emphasized that responsible social media use is vital for national unity and called on young people to verify information before sharing it.
President, or not even the president, or anyone, techintu chisumechala leta development muchalo isentu fwae alternative or solution apali ela tuavombelapo ukutukana ukuchita edit zato amone ba president bali mu coffee from other people. It's not good, my fellow youth. So to all those youth, please, we are the future of tomorrow. So if wenga takola chitwala panga umusalu la media, so ukutukana president ukutukana libonse pena afya shabali.
Katombola Member of Parliament Clement Andeleki has praised the government for providing affordable tractors and training programs to farmers in his constituency. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, Mr. Andeleki highlighted the positive impact of these initiatives on local agriculture. He noted that the government's efforts to make tractors accessible, along with training on modern farming techniques, are already yielding results. Mr. Andeleki emphasized the importance of proper spacing, fertilizer application, and sustainable farming practices to maximize crop yields. He added that farmers in Katombola are anticipating a bumper maize harvest, with some projecting yields of 30,000 to 40,000 bags, which is expected to strengthen food security and boost the local economy.
It's not just tractors, it comes with implements, it comes with the supporting equipment that has helped to capacitate our people. You can imagine when you give one cooperative a tractor, this has been also helpful to the people generally in that locality, because these people are able to hire these tractors at a very cheap price. Like I can speak for myself that this year we have produced sufficient maize. We are expecting a bumper harvest of 30,000, 40,000 bags of maize. The reason is that CEEC has capacitated our people's tractors. We are able to hire these tractors, and that helps to enhance the capacity of farmers to grow. You know, most of our livestock have died out of diseases like corridor disease, trypanosomiasis, and other diseases that affect.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama oda, zamene talandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg kalembula, 140. 50 kg chihuahua, 120. 50 kg on the 150. 50 kg repu 380.